The Regulatory Reform Committee will come to order. Amanda, please call the roll.
Chair Rommel.
Here.
Vice Chair Rodriguez.
Here.
Ranking Member Escamani.
Here.
Representatives Daly.
Here.
Gia Lombardo.
Here.
Goff Marcil.
Here.
Gregory.
Here.
Grieco.
Here.
Harding.
Here.
Maggard.
Here.
Mariano. Nixon.
Here.
Umfroy.
Here.
Overdorff.
Yes, ma'am.
Clayton.
Here.
Robinson.
Here.
Sir Roy.
Here.
Toledo.
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Amanda. And members, just a friendly reminder to turn off your phones so they don't make any noise. And members, if you look at the clock, it's 1 minute after four, and we only have this room until seven. So please be courteous to the bill sponsors as they present their bill. Up first, we're going to have Representative Drake presenting CS for HB 1645. And please be courteous, there's another member behind you that wants to make sure he gets his bill heard today.
Thank you, Chairman. I guess Representative Placencia and I had a coin toss and I won, so thank you very much. I was going to give you the long version, but Representative Rodriguez suggested the short and simple version, so we'll go that route since we're short on time. About 20 years ago, there was an entrepreneur that took a hayfield and turned that into a small community of less than 1,000 to about almost 10,000 people now. So as the population has increased, they want to add some more amenities and entertainment centers in that facility. So here's what we need to do today is adopt two concepts to move forward. One, I need your authorization for the customer who purchases a brew or regulated beverage from one of the dining or sales venues to be able to walk around and enjoy other amenities on the property. And the second thing the bill does was we need to provide assurances of a 500-foot buffer zone that would exist to match the state statutes and DBR codes providing for a respected distance between the retail zone and a proposed school. And that's the bill, Mr. Chairman and committee.
Thank you, Representative. Any questions for the representative? Representative Nixon, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Hi, Rep. Drake.
you're recognized.
Hello, Representative from Jacksonville.
How much hay was produced on that hayfield since, you know, conception?
Representative, if you understand that question and understand that answer, feel free.
Mr. Chairman, Madam Representative, this is not my first bill, but I will answer your question.
I know.
A number of round bales, probably not to exceed 1 million.
Okay, thank you.
Follow-up? Okay.
No follow-up. That's it.
No additional questions. Public testimony? Seeing no public testimony. Members, we're in debate. In debate? No? You're recognized to close?
Wave close.
Amanda, please call the roll on CS for House Bill 1645.
Representatives Daly?
Yes.
Escamani?
Yes.
Gia Lombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marcil?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Maggard?
Yes.
Mariano? Nixon?
Yes.
Umfroy?
Yes.
Overdorff?
Yes, ma'am.
Clayton?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Sir Roy?
Yes.
Toledo? Chair Rommel?
Yes.
The bill has passed.
Thank you, Amanda. By your vote, we will show the bill reported favorably. Up next, and sorry to keep
you
waiting, Representative Placencia presenting HB 1647. And just so you know that I went alphabetically, it wasn't that I like people with hair more than people without hair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. HB 1647, City of Orlando, Orange County, is a local bill that seeks to reduce the threshold requirements for establishments that serve liquor and food in the Orlando Main Streets.
Thank you. Members, any questions? Seeing no questions, public testimony. And we have Julia Juarez from the City of Orlando. Waving in support, thank you very much. Members, we are in debate. Ranking Member Escamani.
Thank you so much, Chair Rommel. I just want to say thank you to Representative Plasencia, as this bill directly impacts District 47 and our Main Street community. So, members, this is a local bill that comes from Orange County. Myself and Rep. Joe Goff-Marcel also supported it when it's in its first origination. So, thanks, Rep. Plasencia, for holding it, and excited to see it pass and get to the finish line.
Thank you. Additional debate? Additional debate. Seeing no additional debate, you're recognized to close.
We have closed.
Amanda, please call the roll on CSR HB 1647.
Representatives Daly.
Yes.
Escamani.
Yes.
Gia Lombardo.
Yes.
Goff-Marcil.
Yes.
Gregory.
Yes.
Grieco.
Yes.
Harding.
Yes.
Maggard.
Yes.
Mariano.
Yes.
Nixon.
Yes.
Umfroy.
Yes.
Oberdorf.
Yes, ma'am.
Plakin. Plakin. Robinson.
Yes.
Rodriguez.
Yes.
Saroy.
Yes.
Toledo. Chair Rommel.
Yes.
The bill has passed.
Thank you, Amanda. By your vote, show the bill reported favorably. Congratulations. Members, we are done with the bills on the agenda, and not sure this could be our last week of committee. I know it's disappointing that we won't have to come back. There's a slight chance, ranking member, you know, it's been great working with you. If you'd like to say a couple things to the committee or the millions of folks watching, you're recognized.
Well, thank you so much, Chair, and thanks to the Vice Chair as well. And I really just want to thank all the members. This has been a really great experience to serve as ranking member next to Chair Rommel. And, you know, I think going into near the end of session and looking into next session as well, part of our responsibilities in this committee is to help more people be able to experience the best parts of Florida, and in particular focusing on returning citizens, veterans, folks who are in poverty looking for new job opportunities, immigrants who come to this state. Regulatory reform sounds super dry, but as we've seen this past year, it's one of those committees that can really be an access point for people to understand their fullest potential. So I want to just thank the chair again for facilitating great meetings, great debate, and hopefully we'll meet again this session, but if not, we'll see you on the House floor, and of course, see you next session as well.
Thank you. It was a pleasure working with you. And Vice Chair Rodriguez, you have anything to say?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd echo what the ranking member mentioned, but it's been a pleasure serving here with all of you guys. And simply, you know, we've had to take some tough votes in this committee, but we've made it the best. We've made it fun, and we've still done some good work. So I appreciate that. I appreciate all of you, and look forward to taking up these bills on the floor.
Great. Well, thank you. I'm proud to have you as my vice chair. I just want to thank Laura and Amanda, Kurt, and everybody. The whole commerce silos are great to work with. You know, some of these bills are, you know, kind of food fights, and, you know, people get heated on their beliefs. But what I think the best thing is that we all believe in certain policies, and it's not about politics, you know, when we come here. And I think, you know, if we continue to just make sure it's about policy and not politics, great things will continue to get done. And, you know, if... Where's Rep. Nixon? I know Rep. Nixon's, she is whipping me to maybe have a workshop next Friday, but I know it looks like it's scheduled for 9 o'clock in the morning if we had it, but I would probably have to do that one like at 6 o'clock at night on a Friday, but I'm not sure everybody would be going for that. But Rep. Nixon, has been a pleasure working with you also and everybody else. And with that, and without objection, Rep. Nixon moves, we adjourn.